Final stride, feel the rush as the champions arrive. Every heart beats a Durham punt call, one shot glory, winner takes all. From the dirt to the lights, hear the crowd roar higher, every second burning closer to.
Good afternoon, Horseman. This is Scott Miller coming to you live from Delray Beach, Florida. Derby time, 2 weeks to Derby, 2 weeks exactly to the day to the Kentucky Oaks, and we're getting ready to go. We're going to have a good meet there. Horses have done good here in Gulfstream and Tampa, and we're looking forward to having a good meet at Churchill Mountains. Got a bunch going up there. I think we got like 24 going up there from our farm here in Delray. So we're going to see what it's all about, you know, taking to the Derby. If you go to the website, our website, MSMEquine.com or International Equine Network, one of the two, you can see what all we got on there. The one thing I really like and enjoy every day, even though it's an early, early day for us, is the Morning Works show, live from Churchill Downs, presented by Twin Spires Farm. It's a great piece. You get to see the backside of the racetrack, and you get to see all the horses that are going to be in the Derby, how they're training, what they're doing, and you get to talk to the trainers and the jockeys and the owners and, you know, the general public, and it's really a good thing to go to, especially if you can get up into Louisville where you can see, you know, go to the track and see Morning Works live, you know, on hand. It's pretty good. That's really a great show that you go up and see that. At 6:45 a.m. tomorrow morning. Then we have the greatest 2 minutes in sports. Greatest thing in the world. I tell you, WHAS-TV and Louisville put together a piece here a few years ago. And I tell you what, it takes you right to the Derby, right to the starting gate. It's the greatest 2 minutes in sports. You'll see. Once you see it, you'll be buying tickets. You'll be headed to Churchill Downs. Wherever you're at, it's really a good program that we have there. The one thing that I really do like is we have a behind the scenes this year from the Kentucky Derby Society. It's Run for the Roses behind the scenes, you know, of the Derby, and so that's a real nice program to see. That'll get you wound up, get you into it, you know, the whole nine yards. It's really good. Then you got to eat when you're there. We have Churchill Downs unveils its 2026 Kentucky Derby menu. It's really good. Now, your Derby menu can vary, you know, to the way you want it, but this kind of gives you some ideas of you know, what they're having, you know, at Churchill as an official dinner. And I'm telling you, I've been around this world a lot for the last 50 years racing, and the best food that I've ever had is the food that the horsemen cook themselves from different parts of the country, from Louisiana and the Cajun food to, you know, New York and the steaks and Maryland, the Maryland crabs, and, you know, and the barbecue in Kentucky, seafood in Florida. You know, it's all good. You just kind of do your own Derby thing. You know, that's the best way to go. You know, with it, you know, and it can change from year to year, but you'll get into your tradition sooner or later. Probably already have. Then we have At the Wire, which we're doing now. We're just trying to give people the information that they need to know, you know, about the Kentucky Derby and horse race. And then my good friends at BBS, they kind of put together some stuff for me. And I'm going to take a look at this. The International Equine Network is a global platform connecting equestrian enthusiasts through live events, educational content, podcasts, and media coverage of horse racing and equine sports. The International Equine Network is designed to bring together the worldwide equestrian community. And that's what we try to do here. We try to get everybody that we can, you know, into our programming. It's really a good thing that we're trying to do here. I'm really having fun with it. I'm not a real pro at announcing or anything like that, but my experience on the track has taken me all over the world, and I really do like to see, you know, people take a look at it. We were thinking the other day about, you know, life as it goes. Let me tell you, life in today's society is a struggle in all phases of it, from politics to religion to, you know, where you work at, where you live. It's always something. But one thing we do here at the International Equine Network is we keep it all to the horse industry. And that's why we would like for you to join us and see what we're doing here at the International Equine Network, whether it's show horses, standardbreds, horse sales. You know, on here you're going to see how they fly horses all over the world, how they transport the horses all throughout the states and Europe. You're going to see everything that you can think about. And you don't have to be a horse person to watch our network. For example, a lot of people don't know how horses get their shoes. And, you know, we're going to interview and talk with Blacksmith and shod derby horses and all over the world. And you're going to see how and why they get the shoes that they get. And that's very important, and especially when it's coming up like to the derby. If it's a dry track, you're going to have a certain type of shoe. If it's a muddy track, you're going to have a certain type of shoe. If it's in between mud and dirt, dry, you're going to have a certain type of shoe. There's just all kinds of things that they do. And you'll be amazed to see how the blacksmith puts these shoes on these horses and how they make the decision to do that. We're going to see how horses are being fed, the feed that they get. Hallway Feed in Lexington, Kentucky, they feed a lot of horses all over the world, and you can come in there, and it's like going to a restaurant. You get a special blend for your horse, and, you know, hopefully that keeps them, you know, happy and satisfied and healthy. And the great part about Hallway Feed is the fact that they can ship anywhere in the world. That means that your horse feed that you're getting out of your horse, when if you go to Japan or wherever you go, you can get that horse feed sent right to you right there. And that's the kind of things that we do. We'll go behind the scenes and we'll see how they make the horse feed. You know, it's one of the things that we do. Then, you know, now with Derby here, you know, today we had 160 horses in the last few days with our facility here in Delray Beach, our show horses and our standard breds and our thoroughbreds to go back up north and go back out west into Canada. So we're going to take a look and see how they're transported. We've sent a couple planes out that left South Florida here and flew up to Kentucky. You know, we've had a multitude of vans leave, four vans leaving tomorrow morning to go to New York and Maryland and Connecticut that'll be shipping up. You know, we'll show you how that's done. Then, you know, all the other stuff that goes on with the horse business. You know, we're going to talk to people in tack shops. And tack shop is like a grocery store for the horse. They go in if they need brushes or if they need any kind of equipment, any kind of sand, lotions, you know, vitamins. Whatever they have, whatever you need for your horse, tack shop has that. And it's quite interesting to go in and see because you can literally go in and get everything that you need for a horse, from saddles to bridles, to shanks to walk them with, you know, the brushes, hoof picks. It's quite an interesting thing. And I tell you, you know, if you're looking for something to do, and take the kids out and get them interested, you know, in horses, take them to a tack shop. Because at a tack shop, you can get helmets, you can get saddles, you can get boots, bridles, you can get it all. And it's kind of a nice thing to go through and look at. And you'd be surprised at some of the things that you could get in there. They got all kinds of things like jewelry and cards and you name it. They got shampoos for the horse. I tell you, you've never seen as many shampoos in one space as you do in a tack shop. And they all have their special shampoo, and you name it, they got it. And so that's another interesting thing that we do with it. And here at International Equine Network, what we're doing is we're trying to get people to come out to see the horses. Now, for example, in Lexington, the three-day Rolex is here. And when I say three-day Rolex, what it is they have dressage, they have jumping, and they have cross country. It's called the three-day Rolex. And they got people from all over the world in Lexington. You'll see thousands of people there this week, to see the three-day Rolex. And when you go to the Kentucky Horse Park, and what I like about it is you can walk right up to the course. You can walk right up to the venues where they're jumping and doing dressage. You know, it's really a great place to take the family. You will not get bored. I guarantee you that. And the other thing is when you're at the Rolex or you're in Lexington this week, they have a big sale coming up here on Friday night, a week from tonight. And it's all free to go to. You can go in and you can see some of the best horses in the world being sold. So yesterday they had a $6 million horse that was sold. He's a two-year-old, hadn't even started racing yet. But the bloodline and the confirmation on it is so spectacular that he brought $6 million. You know, and that's amazing to have that happen. You know, to see that. You don't see that often anymore, in a young horse. Now, older horses, you do see that. I'm a part owner in a horse from myracehorse.com. Her name was Puka. And she bred, she threw two really nice horses that had won. One won the Derby with Madge, and the other one had won the Belmont, which was Doorknock. And we put her in a sale, and she sold for $5 million. You know, so it just goes to show you, we have all brood mares, race horses, horses of racing age that go to the sales. But that's her sale at Cayman on Friday night, a week from tonight. And, you go out there and you can pick you up a sales book, and they're all free. And you can go into the arena and you can watch them go through the auction ring. And what's fun to do is, you don't really have to know anything about horses. But, if you take your family or take some friends with you or whatever, and you look at the pages, you can, guess with each other how much he's going to sell for or she's going to sell for. Is it going to be $100,000 or is it going to be, $5 million? Secretariat, one of the greatest racehorses of all time, sold for $17,500 and then ended up being one of the greatest horses of all time. And let me tell you, if you get a $5 million horse, $6 million like they did with his two-year-old, that's not guaranteeing he's going to run. That's not going to guarantee he's going to win. You know, that's the whole long and short of that. There's a horse that Bob Baffert had gotten, a $3 million horse, a couple of years ago. And the horse is a good horse. He's a nice horse, but, he's not running up to his expectations. And when I say expectations, I mean $3 million expectations. So that makes it tough, on him. And then also on the website, we got a thing called Triple Crown Traditions that we're putting together. It's a documentary on the foods of the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, the Belmont, and the Breeders' Cup. And we're putting together a group of people that are going to have a contest, a cook-off like you see on Top Chef and all these shows and everything. And we're taking one jockey, one trainer, and one owner from the Derby. They're going to have a cook-off. The winner of that will go to the Breeders' Cup to compete against the winner of the Preakness and the Belmont cook-offs. You know, so we're going to have eventually, and it's going to be at Keeneland this year, which will be interesting to see. And we'll see who's the winner. We might have three jockeys that have the best recipe. We might have two owners and a trainer. You know, we got three-way combination there. We don't know who it's going to be, but, you know, it'll be one of them. We're going to see who's got the best, you know, stove to cook on. So, you know, we're looking forward to that, too. But there's just so many things in the horse business that we're, you know, that we're doing that we like to get people into. You know, there's so much excitement going on now. Like, for example, this is Derby Week. It runs April 25th through May 2nd. It's the 152nd Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs. Derby Week racing begins April 25th, 2026, and includes Derby Day, Saturday, the 26th here coming up at Churchill Downs. Opening night, an official kickoff of Derby Week featuring evening racing under the lights and start of the festivity. So when they start Derby Week, it'll be a nighttime send-off, and then it goes over and reverts back on to 2 days. Champions Day is focused on the top thoroughbred racing breeding leading up to the Derby. Idea for the curious fans. And if you want to go see something good and really get into the statistics and the who could and who couldn't, and, you know, long shots and things like that, that's Champions Day, you know, at the Kentucky Oaks. The Kentucky Oaks is Friday, May 1st, showcase the top three-year-old filly. It includes the Pink Tradition supporting breast cancer. What I like about that is they get sponsors, and they have all the women that have had breast cancer, and they walk down on the track, down the stretch of the track. And they're all supported and have donations being made in their name, you know, as breast cancer survivors. That's really, really a nice one to do. That's on Friday, May the 1st. The 502 days, it's on Wednesday, and it's called Wednesday. And Thurby, special theme days celebrating Louisville's community. Sponsored organization that makes Kentucky Derby the Kentucky Derby. It's really good, you know, to go see. They're off luncheon scheduled for Friday, April 18th, which is today. It'll be tomorrow out there. It's just a real nice dinner that they have, luncheon that they have, and they go to. You know, wound up getting ahead of myself here thinking about Derby. I tell you, there's just so much here, you know, that you can go to at the Derby that kind of gets you there. That's what we're looking at, you know, what there is to do. And you can go, and you don't have to have a lot of money to go to it, but, you know, money always helps. You know, when you go to it. So, but it's kind of an exciting week here. They get fashion shows. They got all kinds of things that they have that you can go to. And things about Kentucky and the city of Louisville is really good. You know what they do. I get all excited about it. I've been to the Derby I'm going to the Derby probably 40 years. I've gone to the Derby. And it was exciting. I was lucky. I worked with five Kentucky Derby winners over the years. A lot of good people, a lot of great people. Wayne Lucas was one of them. Chud McGahee was another one. Warner Jones from Hermitage Farm. It was a great ride for me to get out and get going, you know, on these things. And the final destination is the Kentucky Derby. That's exciting. That's on May 2nd of this year. I tell you, you know, when you're trying to analyze the Kentucky Derby leaders is very difficult. The current leaderboard is topped by a trio of elite colts that have separated themselves from the rest of them. You know, it's just unbelievable when you look at them. But this year, the Derby is so wide open. And just because, you got more points or more money and, you know, won bigger races than most of the other horses have, doesn't mean you're a lock-in. You know, not at all. Not at all. The top five contenders that we have here at International Equine Network is Commandment. This horse is really a nice horse, trained by Brad Cox. The jockeys Flavor and Pratt on it, and they make a good together, team. This horse won the Fountain Youth in Florida over the winter, and he just can go. He can run. But, like I said before, it's a 20-horse field. These horses have never seen a 20-horse field before. Never. If they've seen 12 or 14 horses, that's a lot, you know, for them to be running in. So when you get into that Derby gate, you're looking at 20 horses that are going in. It takes quite a while to load them in. And we'll be showing that here on IEM. And then the thing that you got to look at is weather. Is it going to be hot, cold, rainy, muddy? You know, that adds into it, too. So this is a whole new ballgame for all these horses, you know, especially the 20-horse field. In Commandment, he's trained by Brad Cox. Brad Pratt is a great jockey, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens with him. This is another horse that I was really surprised. He just jumped in here real quick. It's Further Ado, another powerhouse from the Brad Cox barn, winner of the Kentucky Jockey Club. So he's already had a race over the track. So that's a big difference, and it was stakes competition. So that's a big, big difference there. Irene Ortiz is the jockey. The bloodline is tremendous. Now, he's going to be interesting to see. This is a horse that I really like, and the reason I like him is because I'm prejudiced. I'm flat-out prejudiced on this horse. He's a good horse. His name's Renegade, and he's trained by Todd Fletcher. And this horse is solid as the day is long. Don't tell him what's going to happen with him. He's the kind of horse that can get out and can really knock hands with you. He can get in there and he can run. He's just an amazing horse, I think. But like I said, I'm probably prejudiced because he's been here with us all winter long. And he's traveled a lot, so he's seasoned. And if he gets a good break, they'll tell him what can happen, you know, with this horse. We also have in number four, his name is So Happy. The West Coast is the West Coast Best Hope, trained by Mark Black and ridden by Mike Smith. And this horse has probably got it all together. He's got everything that you could need one in a horse in going into the Derby when you're going into the gate. You got a great trainer. You got you got the good jockey. You got the breeding. This horse is as solid as the day is long. And it's going to be interesting to see. He might try to wire this field. Go from the gate to the wire. He might do that. Highly unlikely, but, you know, if any horse could do it in this group of horses, it's going to be him. And then this horse, I just don't know. It's a full port. He's rounding out the top five that we have here. He's a gray horse. He won a Jeff Ruby Stakes on synthetic turf up at Turfway. He can handle the distance. The trainer is Brad Cox. A good trainer. Good Louisville guy. I tell you, it's going to be interesting to see what happens, you know, with this horse. But again, you know, we're looking at 20-horse field. And you get a 20-horse field out there, and, you know, you might not have an easy go of it. You might have a lot of bumping banging, you know, trying to get down a stretch, especially if the track's muddy or it's hot. You know, there's all kinds of things. The sixth horse that we rated was called the Puma. This chestnut colt is trained by Gustavo Delgado. He won the Tampa Bay Derby in a photo finish, showing the heart of a champion by pressing to the wire. He's really good. He's really good at what he does. There's just so many here, you know, that we try to look at and try to figure out. I wish I could wave a magic wand and tell you, you know, this is the one that's going to be, you know, doing it. We've got an international group coming this year. It includes strong international representation. Wonder Dean from Japan. He's a nice one. You know, I mean, he's really a nice one. And we'll see, you know, what happens with him. But, you know, as far as the Derby goes, everything else that, you know, that we're doing here at International Equine Network, we're just trying to make this website nice for people to look at. And believe you me, now that I've got you confused in my expertise in broadcasting, you can take a look at the website, and it's really nice. It's got a lot of video to it. It's got a lot of things that you don't need to be a horseman to see, you know, to watch it. We've got a real nice international show horse video on there today, live from Europe. We had sales live from Ocala, which were the $6 million horse sold at. So, you know, we've got a lot of things there that, you know, you'd be interested in looking at. The Churchill Downs official menu is right there on the top of the webpage. And you look at that, and, you know, that might give you some ideas for, you know, for a Derby week or for a party that you're having. You can take a look at that, you know, and see what all they have, you know, to it. But it's kind of interesting, you know, to see about the horses. We're 15 days, 3 hours, 2 minutes, and 56 seconds away from the Kentucky Derby. So we're getting there close. We're getting there, guys and girls. Like for you to take a look at the website, you know, and see what all we got there. We got live racing from Cayman. We got live racing from across America. America's Day at the Races is live. You know, Ford Center, Oakland Park, they're live. And see what they do. We got a connection to Santa Anita Park live, which their racing is coming up tonight or this afternoon. We got Tampa Bay Downs, which is live. They're getting ready to close out their program. Let me tell you, it's really good. We've got a nice thing on there on the Kentucky Derby. It's really Derby. It's named Derbyologist. He handicaps and tells you who he thinks is going to win. You know, so that's pretty good. And of course, we've got all of our sponsors that we're thanking today. The Bloodhorse Magazine.com. Brookledge.com, they transport all the big horses. If you need to know anything statistically about the horses, it's Equibase.com. The feed, official feed, is HallwaysFeed.com. The JockeyClub.com, that's an interesting one because you can get on their website and they tell you all about the horse racing business, how they get their names, how they get their tattoos and identifying. It's really good. Then we have the Weather Channel. If you're a horseman and you're going anywhere, you need to know what the weather is. And when you get there, whenever you get where you're going, you need a hotel, go to Trivago. They're really good. Let me tell you, I used them 100 times over in the last 2 years. And they've always got the best rate for wherever I was at, you know. But then, this is the thing that I really like about some of the people that I, you know, deal with. FanDuel Racing. They've got a real nice piece on here. It's called Take a Nap with Arkansas Derby Renegade. He's an Arkansas Derby winner, Renegade. And it's really a nice piece. The kids like it. You know, it's really nice. And so if you go to that and see that, that's pretty good. And if you want to know where all these horses, all the big-time, you know, Derby winners and Triple Crowns come from, they come from a lot of places. Legends of the Lane. It's called Claiborne Farm. And I'm telling you, it's something else there. And then you can see Mike Rapoli. He's an owner. You can see how he got started into horse racing from up in New York. And it's not good to let the kids watch it because he skipped school, climbed over the fence, and went into Belmont to watch the races. You know, and then you can see also what a Derby trainer goes through, how he starts his day off. Todd Pletcher, we filmed this at Palm Beach Downs. It's a place that one of our three farms that we manage here, Brandon Mills manages. It's called Behind the Scenes of Todd Pletcher. And it shows you what he does and when he starts his day off. So it's pretty good. So, folks, that's it for me for the day. Now that I've confused you a lot, see, it's a ploy that I do. I'm really an expert announcer and broadcaster, but I don't let it show. I confuse you. I try to get your mind going. Try to get you into watching the website and watching the Derby. So that's my game right there. So you guys have a great weekend. Start watching the website. 2 weeks to Derby. And next week we'll be live with the Kentucky Oaks next week on our website. So have a great weekend. And may the, as they say, may the horse be with you.
From the stories told to the races won, every journey ends where it all begun. Legends run, but the track remains. Echoes of glory.